So I am Alexis Ray, and I'm the host of Bold Movers and Shakers. It is absolutely my pleasure to invite such a rock star to the show. Her name is Heather Shorts, and she is a fitness trainer on extraordinary levels. Heather, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So good to have someone like you. There's been a little bit of an introduction to you, but what I love about you is that you've gone from, you know, the fat kid in school to the person who after 40, age 40, hello, after 40, you know, you have been able to do all kinds of amazing, notable things. Go ahead, take the mic. Tell us what it is that you do, the credentials that you have. Go for it, girl.
Well, thank you, Alexis. I am an ACE personal trainer, a triathlon coach, a two-time Team USA athlete. I have been on three different news stations for my story. I have been in People magazine twice, and I've been interviewed by the Tampa Bay Times. So,
wow. And why is that? What is it that you're doing that's so newsworthy?
Well, I have lost 100 pounds and I've kept it off and changed my lifestyle. And last but not least, I cannot forget that I am a USA Triathlon ambassador because I love triathlon so much.
So ambassador, that usually means to another country?
No, promoting the sport out there in the community, changing lives and just passionate about triathlon and, you know, how
didn't
it's changed
that, didn't
my
that
life.
Didn't that take you to Australia?
Yes. Yes. When I was on Team USA last year, I had the privilege of going to Australia to race on behalf of our country in World Championships. It was an amazing experience.
So. That's so cool. And how old were you when all that got going?
I was 42.
You were 42.
And when I went
fitness after 40. She's shocking.
Yes. When I went to Australia, I was 42. Yes.
So. Wow. Ah. It's amazing. So were you just born fit as a fiddle and ready to rock and roll?
No. I know
you mentioned I lost 100 pounds, but you said it kind of like, eh. So let's explore that. I mean, you've come from so far. What was that like for you back then?
Well, I started at zero fitness. I had no fitness at all. I was considered the fat kid in school. Yeah. I had no self-confidence. I was always picked on. I was bulimic. That was something, I was desperate to feel good, needless to say, you know, and that's why I became bulimic. I was broken, pre-diabetic, high cholesterol. I kept myself in self-bondage and didn't even realize it. So,
well, wait, what does self-bondage mean? What does that mean?
I kept myself trapped. Like I had, you know, being the fat kid and being picked on and not being popular or just not having many friends. You feel like an outcast. And so I kept myself in this little box. And when I tried out for the track team in high school and didn't make it, you know, I decided to be a band nerd, but I was still overweight. My sister was chosen, but you know, it was just, you know, just numerous things. You develop these concepts about yourself that aren't true. You put yourself in a box.
How did you get out of the box, Heather?
Well, my doctor gave me a reality check. I've seen two doctors. The second time, he really gave me a reality check. And he told me I needed to lose 100 pounds, that I was like a 60-year-old on the inside who didn't take care of themselves.
60? And how old were you?
I was 31.
Holy cow. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So you were probably destined for some negative health impacts? Is that what he said?
He said that I was allergic to gluten and corn, that I was pre-diabetic, I was high cholesterol, I have high cholesterol, and I was headed for a heart attack and stroke at 31. And I was just like, I'm 31. And he said, but Heather, you're like a 60-year-old on the inside that doesn't take care of themselves. He wanted it to click because I didn't love myself.
Yeah. So even though he said that at first, it may have fell on deaf ears, huh?
Right. Yeah. And when he said, that I was like a 60-year-old on the inside, it clicked. And I was like, well, I don't know what to do. He goes, well, you need to hire a personal trainer. And I was like, what is that? I didn't know.
No. In fact, if I remember right, out of your bio, you said you tried to walk around the block, and even that was challenging.
Yes. My best friend and I, we would walk around the block in Las, we would walk around the block, and it was just, it was challenging enough as it is. And, you know, being bulimic and just, being desperate, you know?
Gosh. So there had to be a moment in which you said, okay, there's the health diagnosis. Here's the, I don't give a damn about myself, pretty much is what you were saying. I don't love myself. And you had every reason to. You grew up the fat kid, the tease, you know, it was just horrible. I can't even imagine. It really breaks my heart to hear that. And then at some point, diagnosis, past is still creeping up on you like kudzu and thorns on a rose. And you made a change. Mm-hmm. What kept you going? Because what I think what happens is so many people, I mean, just look at a New Year's Eve resolution. So many people will make something, they know that they should. I know I should. And it's like, every time I tell myself I should do something, I remember my vow as a child. When I grow up, nobody's going to tell me what to do, including myself. So it's a real self-sabotage routine, isn't it? We do yes. that. Mm-hmm. How did you overcome that? That's amazing.
Well, one is the support of my husband. He's been my biggest blessing. He was playing football, softball. He was really active, an athlete. And, you know, when he went to the doctor with me to get my results, you know, my doctor said I need to hire a trainer. So we decided to join 24 Hour Fitness together as a family. And I ended up meeting a trainer there. Long story short, he ended up surprising me and my best friend with a training package. He came home with it one night.
Aww.
Yes, because he knew, I mean, being pre-diabetic, my sugars were 1 point away from 200. They were 199. The doctor, he knew that it was serious. So, he got me started.
Did you have bumps in the road? Did you have ups and downs? I mean, I would think you'd have to.
Yes. Yes. The hardest part is starting, you know, just that first step, because he knew that I was too shy. And like I said, I didn't love myself enough. It took someone, you know, him surprising me and giving me that package as a gift to really realize that I needed to do something.
Yeah. And how long, because this is really interesting to me, you went from zero fitness to someone who is entering in competition. Like, that is just mind-blowing to me. Was it the trainer that gave you all this motivation? Like, where the heck did that come from?
She said to us one day, she goes, girls, you're losing weight, so let's take your focus off, you know, the weight loss and put it on something else, maybe athletics. And I was like, girl, I am no athlete. I have never been an athlete. I just want to keep feeling good. I just want to keep losing weight. I just want general fitness. She was like, just go home, talk about it. You two come back next week and tell me something athletically you want to do. So we came back and we were like, oh, well, what about a 5K, a 10K, or a half marathon? Just something fun. And she goes, well, I'm doing this triathlon. And I was like, what is a triathlon? And
she was like,
it's just a swim, a bike, and a run. And I looked at her, I'll never forget it, and I said, good luck with trying to
Did ya?
Yes, it was so funny because I was like, girl, I don't know how to swim. Fell off my bike when I was a kid. Wasn't chosen for the track team. Good luck.
Right?
There's no way.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And you've overcome that.
Yes.
Apparently you have. So for the listeners who are like, okay, first step is to get started. What does that look like for somebody today?
Today, it's either picking up the phone and calling and interviewing a fitness professional or stepping into a facility and taking that first step. you know, and joining a facility, or hiring, like I said, a professional out in the community, looking online, talking to several different people, figuring out who you click with, you know, it just depends on what you're looking for.
How do you work with people? I mean, who's your ideal client?
Who is my ideal client? Those that don't like what they see in the mirror is what I would have to say.
You'd be busy all day long into the night, wouldn't you?
Yes.
There's a lot of people suffering from that.
Yeah, those who are ready to change, who know that it's time to change. You know, the reason you need a professional is because there's an imbalance somewhere. So, you know, those who are ready. Who are ready to change.
So enough already is kind of that feeling they'd probably be saying to themselves, huh?
Yes.
Enough already. Yeah. There's only so many times you can get away with unbuttoning your pants before you eat. I used to do that. I used to be 40 pounds heavier. I know what that's like.
Well, you look amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But it really is pain that motivates us to make a change.
Oh, absolutely.
And to never look back, because it's so bloody painful to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how do people actually work with you? Where are you at, and how do they work with you if they're not down the street?
You can train with me virtually online, have a Zoom account, and I have...
How does somebody do that? Are they like working in their house maybe? And then there's, you know...
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
I have this assessment that I do. It's like a pre-questionnaire asking people, do you have brain fog? Do you have low back pain? Do you sit all day behind a computer? How long do you sit? Do you get up and take walks? Do you, you know, what is your current level of fitness? Is it zero like where I was at, you know? So I get a feel.
Right.
Where they're at. And then we set up a 30-minute discovery call and chat about where to go from there. You know, are you in Georgia and you would like to work with me? Well, we can do that virtually through Zoom, you know, in the midst of their own home. And I stand and I demonstrate, and, you know, it's fun.
And for those that are local to you, do you meet them in a gym? Do you do house calls? Like, how do you do this?
House calls, I like that.
I don't know. Yes.
Well, I train out of the Y part-time, okay. The YMCA, the local YMCA, and I train out of a private studio because some people don't want to train in their homes because they know that they're not going to do it. So I have a local studio that I train out of, and I do make house calls. I like that. I do go to people's homes, and work them out at home because some people it's more convenient that way.
Yeah. Okay. So you're available to them on at literally any fitness level.
Yes.
So they don't necessarily have to be bound for a triathlon.
They just
want to what? Feel better?
Like,
what are some of the results of to the person listening who's driving and saying, you know, I really don't like where I'm at, but I don't know why I should be motivated to burn a calorie. What are some of the other side, you know, what's the other side of that? Like, what are the changes you've seen mentally, emotionally, physically? What are the changes that somebody could look forward to?
More energy, better sleep at night, especially if you wake up in the middle of the night and your mind is going, you might be the type of person to only sleep 7 hours, 5 to 7 hours, but you'll get better quality sleep. Making better choices, you know, such as nutrition. I walk alongside you and help you with your nutrition and about making better choices. We start right where you're at. And we just take little baby steps. We set weekly little goals, micro goals each week. You will have better endurance. You'll be able to go to theme parks with your family and you know, have energy to ride the rides and not feel so sluggish or like you have brain fog, like especially really groggy when you wake up in the morning. You know, you'll feel refreshed, especially after a good night's quality sleep, you know?
Yeah. That's like the basics of everything else in life, is that you have from an internal sense of well-being and rest, and then you can function through every part of your life.
Absolutely. Yes. It's about quality of life. You know, I have a current client, she sits 10 to 12 hours a day, and the smallest little exercise, she's sore because of the immobility, but she said it's difficult to get up and take a 10 minute walk. So on your lunch break, do a 10 to 15 minute walk before you sit down and have lunch. You'll be energized there, you know?
Yeah. Just get started doing something.
Yeah. It's small little changes.
Yeah. You know? So what, like you said, you do an assessment. How do people get their hands on the assessment?
You go to 2020customfitness.com and you'll just click on where it says assessment, and you take that assessment. It's emailed directly to me. And then I email you back, and we set up a time
It's okay.
you go on my calendar, my cutie calendar, and you schedule a time.
Yeah. So you can review the assessment.
Absolutely. You know, I'll have a little time to review it, and the time slots will be listed there, and you just make your appointment.
Easy enough.
Yeah.
And it doesn't cost anybody anything. And look at the expertise they're getting.
Absolutely not.
Somebody with like you. Wow.
Thank you.
That's so good. So they go to 2020customfitness.com and it'll be right there where they take the assessment.
Absolutely.
Nice. So just to wrap it up, first of all, thank you very much. Congratulations on your massive sense of, look at that smile. For those of you that are just on audio, you don't necessarily get the benefit of this extremely beaming woman. she really is a rock star. And it's making me smile too. she's contagious in the best of ways.
Oh, thank you.
I never want to say it's an infectious smile because that's associated with viruses. That's just kind of weird.
You do.
And you're absolutely beaming. And congratulations on making such great strides, no pun intended, as a triathlete and U.S. ambassador and multiple appearances in People magazine and other news broadcasts. It's just incredible what you've done in such a short period of time.
Thank you.
I know that it wasn't always that way. And congratulations, Heather. It really is remarkable.
Well, thank you.
Do you have any final thoughts you want to leave the audience with?
Well, my final thought,
because there'd be people listening that are like, I don't know. Kind of, I have a hunch. I have a feeling I should do this, but I don't do it. And then I go home and I eat ice cream, or I eat, too much, watch TV and go to bed because I get to check out. But there's this part of me that's just like not so happy.
Well, my saying it, or a quote from Mark Victor Hansen, Chicken Soup, I love those quotes, but by the way, anyway, they're just touching. So what you want wants you even more than you want it,
What you want wants you even more than you want it. So talk to the person that's kind of driving and going, I kind of have a hunch I should make a change. What does that look like? Are they being drawn to it? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
They're being drawn to it. And actually, isn't it funny that I was just talking with someone, Heather, and we agreed that every time that something has gone awry, it was because we overrode our little sense of, come here, go this way. Mm-hmm. Small voice, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you override it, I guess that's what that quote means is.
When you override that backache that keeps telling you need to get up and you need to move. Oh, I need to get this done, this deadline for work. But your body is speaking to you and telling you you need to do something.
Yeah, as a chiropractic assistant with a lot of years in that field, what we found, just by the way, what we found is that that pain is the last signal that something has been wrong for a very long time.
Absolutely.
And the body can handle about 90% of the pain. And then it finally sends a signal, because we don't have pain sensors in our spinal column. We don't have them on in many of our nerves and muscles. And it isn't until something is actually really, really, really bad that the body finally says, that's it. All right, I'm sending pain signals. So if a person's already in pain, see, the, you know, there's something such, you know, most people don't in the U.S. don't do prevention. They do reaction. And so for those of you that are listening, and if you already feel like you've got pains going on, it's well and truly time to do something. It's actually your body screaming, please do something. This is not working.
Yes.
Please do something. And so when it's just saying, you know, I really want you to pay attention to this, you know, you can do it, right, Heather? If you did it, anybody can do it, right?
Absolutely. I had a client, her husband decided to come work with us, and he was here for 2 months before he had to start traveling abroad to the Netherlands. And his last day, he said, Heather, I'm really going to miss you. And I said, well, why is that? Thank you. I said, thank you first, of course, you know, that's a compliment. And I said, well, I'm going to miss you too. And he said, well, I'm going to tell you why. And I said, okay. And he said, he's so funny. And he said, you know, you're the first trainer to ever listen to me instead of, you know, push me so hard that I injure myself. He said, you've given me techniques and strategies. I travel a lot. I'm on the plane a lot. I'm sitting a lot in the car. I'm on the phone. You've given me prevention strategies, exercises, stretches. He said, you're the first fitness professional that has listened, or personal trainer that has listened to me and listened to my body and doesn't make me push so hard that I injure myself. And I said, well, thank you. I said, I love what I do. And my job is to see you progress.
That is so good.
Yeah.
You're out of my eyes. That is so good that you're able to address someone on that level. I love the name of your company, or your URL anyway, because Custom Fitness really is where it's at. And that 2020 in front of it just says, you know, it's all about the vision that you see both for them and for yourself, helping them and maybe their future. I don't know how you interpret it, but I love it. It's such a good name. 2020 Custom Fitness.
I love it. Thank you.
It suits you very well. Thank you for being on the show. Guys, if you want to reach Heather, the 2020customfitness.com will be in the show notes. And please just take her assessment. It costs you nothing. But if you don't do it, it might cost you everything. It's Alexis Ray, and thanks for tuning in, guys. Until next time, take baby steps, because that's what makes bold moves.